AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
It's just great to see you.
President Biden greeting Chinese President Xi Jinping.
You and I have had a number of candid and useful conversations.
They're meeting in Bali on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Meantime, Indonesian authorities say Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has been taken to a hospital after his arrival. They say he was suffering from a health problem, possibly a heart condition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the newly liberated city of Kherson, posing with Ukrainian troops in the central square. City residents have been doing the same, hugging the soldiers and waving Ukrainian flags. In an address Sunday night, Zelensky accused Russian forces of committing atrocities in the region. In this country, control of the House remains to be determined, with a number of races yet to be called, but Democrats have retained control of the Senate. Jackie Quinn has more.
Have the 50 votes they need in the Senate, and the Georgia runoff election next month could make it 51. President Biden says he's hearing pundits back away from the influence of Donald Trump.
But all Trump has done is reveal who the Republican Party is.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy on NBC's Meet the Press says Trump's candidates didn't fare that well.
We're not a cult. We're not like, okay, there's one person who leads our party.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats did better than expected because they focused on helping Americans. She was asked if she'll seek the top spot again if Democrats do keep control of the House.
I'm not making any comments until this election is finished.
She appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Word this morning of a deadly shooting at the University of Virginia. An email to students from the university president says three people were killed, two wounded. Police are searching for a suspect who remains at large. This is AP News. The Vikings earned a wild win yesterday over the Buffalo Bills. Correspondent Gene Battaglia was there.
It was one of the craziest games of the year. In overtime, 33-30 was the final, the Vikings outlasting the Bills. It appeared that Buffalo had won the game in regulation, stopping the Vikings on fourth and goal, only to have Bills quarterback Josh Allen fumble the snap, giving the Vikings the lead. So many plays in this game, including an acrobatic catch by Justin Jefferson to keep the game alive.
Him catching the ball in his hands and me taking it from him. The whole play was crazy.
Jefferson with 10 catches for 193 yards and a score. The Vikings move to 8-1. The Bills fall to 6-3. Gene Battaglia, Orchard Park, New York.
Green Bay and Dallas also went to overtime, the Packers emerging the victors 31-28. And the 49ers beat the Chargers 22-16 in the Sunday night game. Monday Night Football has Washington at Philadelphia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.